Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chaplain Dr. Bessie Fletcher. We're changing this thing up a little bit this morning. I was trying to follow some instructions that was given to me by Prophet of God. It is just who I am. So good morning and welcome. And we'll be right back. Testing out our new format for today so that we can allow a little break in there. That's a music selection that we're trying out to host the show. If you like it, you know, let me know today. It's just something to break it up, to give us some, I don't know what to say, some spirit in the middle of it. I like that tune. That's going to be our theme song for the show. So just wanted to play that for you, just to give you a little something that I'll come back later on and maybe play it again as people come on to the show. I'll play that sound so that they can hear it as well. All right, let's get into actually our program. And I'm excited about that. It gave me a little lift just listening to it, you know. Again, I am your host, Chaplain Bessie. I got to get used to this thing. I either got to do one or the other. Now I'm told I should be chaplain because that's what I am. That's what I was ordained to be, a chaplain. But we'll work out that later on. But in the meantime, you're on Blog Talk Radio, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. You know, what a great thing, what a great place to be on Saturday morning, being able to come and listen and talk and share, you know, your mother and daughter stories. There's so many of you out there that have a mother and daughter story, and I understand it. Everybody's not going to click one, and everybody's not going to talk, but you're getting it. And I get it from your texts, and I get it from your emails, phone calls, and just your presence. You know, even if you don't text me or call me, I know if you're on here every Saturday morning and you're listening, you're doing it for a reason. You're doing it because it is enhancing you in some way. God is blessing you through his word. So I thank you for being on it. I mean, you know, it enhances me. It makes me a better person just to have you with me. So keep coming. Keep doing it, and I thank you. Okay, now, if you want to call your friends, you can tell your friends to give us a call, 347-539-5078, 347-539-5078, and click 1 if they want to participate in the conversation. Otherwise, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, just chill out. And just listen, because there will be someone coming on sharing their stories, sharing someone else's stories that will, I hope, give you some light on your present mother and daughter situation. If you would like to see some of the things that we're doing, you can go to www.mddn.org and look at the actual mother and daughter website, which we're getting ready to combine these websites so they don't have two. You won't have to go to one website and get all that you need to have. If you'd like to call, you can call me and leave a message at 786-462-6470. 786-462-6470. And again, next week you're going to have a whole new format for everything. everybody to, it's just going to be wonderful. One-stop shop. You can go there, click on the phone number, it automatically dials. You know, keep your eyes out on some things that are coming up. Today our topic is Mothers and Daughters Seeking Peace, Part 2. Conversation was good last week. Got a lot of texts, got a lot of comments. So it led in my spirit to continue. Because, you know, peace, without peace, there is nothing else that you can do. I mean, really, if you're not in peace, you cannot receive. And we want to talk about your body being an antenna today. You know, just think of an antenna that just receive information. You know what I mean? You are that antenna. You're there to receive. But you got to be focused, and you have to have, you got to be on the right channel, and the right channel is peace. We'll talk about, you know, that a little later in the show. Because being on the right channel and is what is the one thing that can get you focused. You have to be focused. And anybody out there knows, a friend of mine, that's all he says is, every time you talk to him, I'm focused. And, you know, the more and more I'm saying this morning, the more I'm realizing, wow, that has some value. But anyway, here we go. Again, for the newcomers, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm laughing because there's a little inside joke there with the transformation. I would like for you to go and visit our website at www.AskDrBessieShow.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-B-E-S-S-I-E, show, S-H-O-W.com. Go there and look at some of the things that we're doing. You can listen to the radio, past radio programs, catch up with us. You can also look at some of the things that we're doing for the television. So just browse the net and keep up with what we're doing. I appreciate it. And look forward to the new look. Let's see. Things are happening with mothers and daughters and the Mother and Daughter Network. Now, you don't want to miss this. I really want you to get your pen and write this down because there are certain things that are coming up this year that you need to know about. We want you to participate in, tell your friends. Even if you're not in our state, you have friends and family here in Florida, you know, these particular events will take place in Florida. One being the Ask Dr. Bessie Show, the red carpet event, which is March the 23rd. March 23rd, 2013. Getting ahead of myself. That's going to be the viewing of the Mother and Daughter of the Ask Dr. Bessie Show. We got so many things going on this morning that I've really got to focus myself so that I can read from my notes. So bear with me here. Ask Dr. Bessie Show, the red carpet event, March the 23rd, 2013. This is a day where we're going to, there's going to be the viewing of the show and also some updates. Magazine will be ready to go back out in print. The Mother and Daughter products will be available. My books there. It's going to be just a nice reception. You don't want to miss this. Going to be nice. Want you to come. Red carpet affair. Then we have the Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day. The Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day is May the 8th, the 4th. All these dates. Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day is May the 4th, 2013. That's the weekend before Mother's Day. We've been doing this. This is our sixth annual event. And it's a one-day fun activity for mothers and daughters to come in, do some things. I think we want to theme it this year. I was thinking doing the karaoke thing, mothers and daughters doing karaoke, because it's really a fun kind of a day. And then we have the mother and daughter golfing outing in June. which the date is, we'll give you a date later on. It's just a fun day, not going to be, we were going to do a tournament, and I thought about it and say, we'll make this a fun day. Anybody that want to come, bring your clubs, mothers and daughters, we can start taking some little tips and just a fun day outing with that. Then we have the Mother and Daughter Gala and Granny Awards, which are going to take place on November the 16th. This is our sixth event. And it's the Cinderella Ball. You don't want to miss that. And once we finish that, we get a little rest. We get up the next day. We are going to go on the Mother and Daughter Cruise. It's a cruise and land event, November the 17th. It's a six-day cruise. Now, I want you to seriously write this down. A cruise vacation, a cruise tour, you can call 813-868-0007. 813-868-0007. Ask for Gina. She's our tour travel agency, and I think it's $611.82 per person. There's a $50 deposit that's due by February the 8th to secure this price. Now, after the 8th, that doesn't mean that you can't book, but after the 8th, the price will go up. It's just like an airline ticket. I want to make this very clear. The price will change if you don't book before the 8th. If you put your $50 down on the 8th, the price is going to be $611.82. Now, we have Dorothy Westbrook and we have Janice Aldo. They are our cruise coordinators. They're putting together other people that's going to actually be a part of the cruise as well. So be sure to make sure that you call Gina. Give her your $50 deposit, secure your cabin, and that's 813-868-0007. That's $50 before the 8th, and you can secure that price, $611.82. We're going to Kirks and Caicos. Go to, let me see, I want to spend a little time on this before I go any further. Let's see what we have here. We're going on the Carnival Breeze. Now, this is a new ship, one of the latest ships. It is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful. So go on Carnival Cruise Line and look up the Breeze. That's the name of the ship, Carnival Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E, all right? And now that we have that clear, back here, then we can go back to our program. Hold one second. I just want you to listen to this. Okay. Think about that. Like I say, that's our new theme music. And on Saturday mornings, this is what you're going to hear as we enter into our program. So think about it, see if you like it, give me your opinion, and we'll move from there. Again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and our topic today is Mothers and Daughters Seeking Peace. Also want to thank our friends of the Mother and Daughter Bond and Faith Ministries, all of our Mother and Daughter ambassadors and the things that they do. They are the work and the power and the power horses behind the scene that make sure that these things take place. So I cannot go and say it's all about me. It's not. In fact, they're the ones that make sure these programs get off, the calls, the things that we do. There's a lot of things that we do that basically we don't talk about when someone is homeless and Cynthia get a call and she has to make some phone calls and make things happen. You know, there's a lot of things that we do with mothers and daughters that we don't share really on the air because it deals with a lot of the personal business of people. But I just want you to know that I appreciate you guys on the Ambassador. If you want to be a part of the Ambassador, of course, you can give us a call and we'll talk about that, or email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. And what can I do to be a part of the Ambassador? Because there are mothers and daughters in your area. There are people out there hurting. They need a place to stay. They need guidance. You know, be a mother and daughter Ambassador in your area. So send me a message, drbessie1@gmail.com, and we'll get you involved with some of the things that we do. Also want to thank Florida Technical College. If you want to go to school, hey, that's the place to go. They will help you get the money, and they will help you stay on course. Our co-host today is Sandra D. Cynthia Oliver, Janice Paul Doe. Let's see. We don't have a special guest today. And we're going to go right into our topic. We're talking about mothers and daughters and seeking peace. Now, when we're talking about seeking peace, like I told you before, it's like being an antenna. You know, you got to receive. You got to receive. But if there's a lot of movement or something in your way that's blocking you, you won't be able to receive. I remember when that came to my spirit, I remember when I was little, we had a television and we had an antenna on top of the house. I don't know if many of you can remember that or not. But, you know, somebody, when it started getting all fuzzy and, you know, you hear all the sound, and it would be right in the middle of the television show. I mean, everybody's in it, you know, especially Ed Sullivan. You know, no one wants to miss Ed Sullivan, you know, because that's where the entertainment was for the week. And it would start just buzzing, you know what I mean, getting all fuzzy and what they call that snowy look. Somebody would run outside and go take the antenna and turn it and twist it and say, "Can you see it? Can you see it? No, move it to the next thing. Okay, you got it." And then you keep doing all that until you got focus. And then we say, "Yeah, it's on." Then the person would come back, you know, and then we sit and we start watching the television again. But you always had to focus that antenna in order to get that clear picture. And that's what came to my mind this morning when it was talking about, you know, getting to peace. In order to get to peace, you got to what? You got to adjust something. You got to adjust something. You're not going to get to peace just doing the same thing that you're doing. There's a thing in psychology say, you know, it's insanity to think that you're going to get a different result doing the same thing. That's elementary. You got to change something. You've got to change something in order to get your clear focus. Now, if you look at it, the adjustment would be peace, because out of peace come what? Love. Out of peace come forgiveness. Out of peace come all that God has promised you. Because if he is peace, then why would he work in anything? It would be a lie, really, to work in a situation that is not of peace. So when you think about it, it's a clear denominator. Peace is it. That's where you have to adjust your antenna, no matter what's happening. See, and if you realize, if you think about it now, and I let her tell her story when she gets on, but there's a young lady telling me that, you know, she had a terrible night sleeping. And it kind of came to my mind when I was thinking about this. Why? Because the enemy knows that if you ever get to peace, then you're going to get the manifestation of the promise. So his job is to steal that peace in your relationship with your daughter, in your relationship with your mother, in your relationship with your husband or your friends, your coworkers. His job is to steal the peace. So therefore, when he tries to steal the peace, how is he going to do that? He's going to talk to you. He's going to tell you things that are not true. Because God is the truth, and he's the light. So anything that Satan tells you, you know it's a lie. But his job is to keep telling you that, and if you don't stay focused, you will be out of sync. You will have a war with your own mind. with your own words, with your own intro conversation. Now, it is hard to win a war when you're fighting against your own thoughts. You think about that. Because somehow or another you feel that those thoughts are yours. So you get confused. When I say fight against your thoughts, you know, you're thinking what Satan is saying to you are your thoughts. That's your belief system. That's why you get nervous and scared and tense and worried and, oh, my God, what's going to happen next? And, you know, yada, yada, yada. But think of the times when you're in peace. Those are the times when things just sneak up on you. Those are the times when your faith is the strongest. When you're at peace, when you and your daughter go out and have a nice lunch, and you're sitting down laughing and talking about just the small things. That's a peaceful situation. But it's a bonding situation. It's a dangerous situation for Satan because he knows if you bond, you know, you're going to realize how powerful you are. You're going to realize that you are the righteousness of God. You're going to realize that you have dominion over this earth. You're going to realize that all belongs to you. That you can roam this earth to and for yourself and enjoy the good because you have dominion of it. God says you can do. You can have whatever you have a desire in your mind. If you desire a nice mother and daughter relationship, the closeness, that bond, then keep it in your mind. Don't let Satan steal that thought. Either you're going to believe God or you're going to believe Satan. God said you can have whatever you desire in your heart. If you believe, the key is you got to believe. But how can you believe if you're having war with yourself? If you're in a war, you're so busy fighting a war, the thoughts of your mind, you don't have time to focus on the reality that you already have it, and it's just a matter of settling down in peace and allowing it just to manifest in your reality. Think about that. Whatever you're going through, it's just a figment of your imagination. It is not real. If it's not peaceful, if it's not loving, if it's not forgiving, then it's a figment of your imagination. It's not real. That's what he does. He makes you think it's real. He'll make you feel that it's real. So when you feel it in your body and your mind is talking to you, you think, that's got to be real, but it's not real. Because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. So why would he leave you peace? He didn't say, my war I will leave with you. He said, my peace. So now you got to adjust your antenna. You got to get it on the Jesus station. It's kind of off. It's on someone else's station. Focus it. And how do you send somebody up there to adjust your antenna? You're going to use your words. You're going to use the words that God gave you. And you're going to adjust your antenna. And you'll be able to see within your own mind's eye that, what? It's on the right channel. It is focused now. Let me rest in this peace. And once you get to that peace, all other things will be added unto you. But it only comes in the moment of peace, and then you will have a sudden, they call it a suddenly effect. Suddenly it happens. No, suddenly you allow it to manifest into reality because you had it all the time. So when I'm talking to mothers and daughters and I'm telling them, you know, you already have the relationship. Think about it. That's your mother and that's your daughter. You already have the relationship. You have to adjust your antenna to focus in on the clarity of that relationship. You have to be able to see it, to focus on it. But what happens? Most people don't want to do that because they get into the ego effect of, but she did this and she said this and that girl hurt me so much and I just can't forgive her because and because and because. What does that solve? Nothing. You're out of peace. And all you're doing is adding fuel to the fire and creating a greater war. And that brings in that distance between mothers and daughters when they get to the point where I don't need her. Hey, my life is good. But yes, you do, because you're already in the relationship. The relationship was established from conception. There is no separation. So now you just might as well figure out, okay, we're in the relationship. Is this the relationship that I want to experience? No. If it's no, then you've got to focus. You've got to adjust your antenna so that you will not get that fuzzy, kind of snowy into your relationship. And like I tell my clients, I can give you all the information. I can show you where to go read. I can take you to the Bible. I can do all those things. I can motivate you. I can make you feel good about yourself. And that can be just for the moment. You've got to do the work. Nothing happens until you do the work. But most relationships, when I'm talking to mothers and daughters, they want instant gratification. They want me to come in and say, you know, fix us. Fix us. We have this problem. We need you to fix. No, I cannot fix you. Tell us what to do. I cannot tell you what to do. But what we can do is listen to the word of the Lord and what he puts on my heart and on your heart, and we discuss that. But you've got to do the work. You had to do the work in order to become a Christian. You just don't become a Christian without doing something. You had to say and do and believe. So that's doing the work. And then you got to study to make that self worthy. You got to study. That's doing the work to improve your mind, to stay focused, to stay adjusted, to receive. It's a constant work every day. You have to work on your mother and daughter relationship. Now, the enemy wants you to think it's not an important relationship because he knows once you and your daughter come together, the whole family will come together. And I've seen it happen so many times. There's one young lady, she was on the radio program last week. She and her mother came together after many, many years. And you'll see her television program. In fact, they are the ones that we're showing on the 23rd. You're going to see how that relationship, out of all the issues, the only girl brought in all of her brothers and their wives. It was a healing effect that just spread over the entire family. So when you're thinking about just yourself, mother, you're doing damage to four generations. You're doing damage to you and your children, your grandchildren, your great-grands, and your great-great-grands. Someone has to change the channel. Someone has to reset the antenna. And that person needs to be you, mother. You know the station. You know what it's supposed to look like. And I know some mothers say, well, I don't know. Yes, you do. You just need to go to God and let him show you. He would not give you that daughter and not give you the instructions and make the provisions for you to be the very best mother that you possibly could be. You came with a full package, all wrapped, ready to go, with greatness inside of you to raise the best daughter, godly woman, according to the word. All you got to do is ask for the instruction, change the channel, make the adjustment, do the work. Once you do that, you got to do maintenance. You can't just do it and leave it. The wind may come. The wind may change that antenna just a little bit to the right. What happened? Now you don't have a clear picture. You got to go back and always keep your eyes on it. No, we got to put this back just a little bit. It needs to go a little bit back to the right. You've got to do the work. That's the work. That's the work. That's nurturing that relationship. It's like you nurture her when she was a little baby in your arms. She could not get up, go to the bathroom. She could not feed herself. She could not wash herself. Nothing that that baby could do. You did it all. Now, what point do you think, as a mother, you can stop doing? There's never a point where you stop doing. You are a mother. As long as you on this earth, you are a mother. And you will, and your responsibility to your daughter remains the same. You still have to nurture that relationship. And even when you're gone, you will nurture that relationship because the words that you plant in her mind will play back. That's why we say we are turning into our mothers, because we hear our mother's voice. We can see her on our mind's eye. Telling you, don't do this. Because I know there's certain things that I think about or want to do. I hear my mother speaking to me. So what are you leaving? What impression are you leaving? What channel are you leaving your daughter's mind on if you left here today? If you were to die today and go home, what channel would you leave your daughter on? I want you to think about that. What channel would she be on? Because you're not going to be here to make the adjustments once you're gone. So make the adjustment, tighten up the screw, fasten it down, put some bonding glue on it. Make sure it is strong and it will last long. That's our role as a mother. I'll be right back. Now I'm going to go to the lines, and we're going to open it up and see who do we have here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, again, I have to say it every week. The topics just get better and better because, like you said, there's so many hurting people out there. There's so many hurting mothers and daughters who don't know how to be in a relationship with each other, and they're constantly fighting against each other, not realizing that it is the enemy that's involved here. And it's a shame that we're not willing to do what we need to do in order that we can come out of this thing. You know, most people won't change, but they're not willing to do the work, as you said. And it takes a lot of studying, and that's why God says study to show thyself approved in 2 Timothy 2:15. Because without seeking what you need to do, how are you ever gonna know how to do it? And you know, I only have sons, Dr. Fletcher, and I tell my kids all the time: if you don't know how to do something, read a book. And you might not even have to start off with the Bible if you don't know the Bible, but that you want to find text that will lead you to the Bible. Because in all that you're getting, get understanding, and real understanding come from the Word of God. And we want things to change in our relationships. We want the peace, but we, and it should, and I don't want to say it should be the mother that start to seek, but we were responsible for our children. We're responsible for this relationship. And so if nobody's seeking, guess what? We're going to get the same result.
That is so true. That is so true. And what happens? The mother died, the child died, and then you live in regret for the rest of your life, and you realize all that stuff didn't mean nothing. Didn't mean a thing, you know?
Not a hell of beans.
But now you can see it. So why not adjust the antenna now?
Because the problem is they can't see it. That's the problem. They see it's her, she see it's her. You know, they always seeing each other, but they're never really seeing the problem for what it is.
That is so, so true. But it's so amazing this morning, I tell you. I have so much fun. This thing is getting to the point where I get up in the morning and I'm just, okay, what are we doing? But when I got that vision of an antenna, do you remember that? You all have to remember when they had those kind of, okay.
I think that antenna was even around in the 70s, Dr. Fletcher.
Oh, okay. Some people may have it now, to be honest with you.
Hello, because if you ain't got cable, you got to have an antenna in order to get any channels.
Well, that's true. I forgot about
trust me, most people know what an antenna is, and it's just simply adjusting in order to get that clarity.
But most of them have them on the inside now. Before, we used to have them up on top of the house.
I don't remember that one, Dr. Fletcher. You got me on that one.
Yeah, it was on top of the house, honey. Some people had to get a ladder to go up on top of the house to adjust the antenna, you know.
But think about it. The satellite dish is the same concept. You got to go outside to adjust it.
Yeah. So whatever it is, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, people will be in the inside yelling, no, move it to the left. No, move it to the right. Wait a minute, hold it right there. You know, and you go back and forth. No, keep it right there. And then sometimes, as they take the hand off of it, it loses the signal. No, do it again. It's like the person needs to stand up there and keep the hand on it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That concept came in my mind, and I started laughing. I was like, wow, God, this is so cute. He was like, that's what people need to do. I mean, each person is an antenna, and we constantly happen to adjust it, you know. But you don't have... Well, I guess you do because you got God on the inside of you. I'm trying to see in that God-like manner is telling you, no, you're going too far to the left. Come to the right. Wow, thank you, God. That just came up in my spirit. It's like, yeah, I'm inside. You can ask me, and I can tell you, you're going too far to the left. This is too cute. All right, well, I got another person here that's some other people that have their hand up, so I'll move on. Thank you, Cynthia. Have a blessed day.
You're welcome. Have a great day, honey.
Love you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dorothy. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm having fun this morning.
Wonderful. It's nice doing a job and enjoying it.
First of all, I like
the upbeat music.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice. It's soothing. It's, you know, it's upbeat, it's positive, it's like, let's go get it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. As Cynthia said, just when you think you had a good show, it just gets better and better, you know, and every show is just so inspirational. And I'm just listening and enjoying the show. And one of the things I really love that you said about being at war with yourself, and when you realize that, I don't think nobody wants to be at war within themselves. And when you realize you're at war with yourself, then it's time to do about face. And you just have to, that's just some good word, and you just have to let it stick. You got to stick it. You can't just hear it and, you know, brush it off. It's got to stick. And that's one of the things that really stuck with me is, you know, being at war. I mean, there are a lot of things that just stuck with me, but that's one of the things just, like, embedded in my mind, to not be at war with yourself. And that's one way to release peace when you realize you're at war with yourself. But I'm enjoying the show, and I just wanted to tell you that. And I thank you so much every Saturday morning and all the things you're doing. You have a lot of good events coming up, and I'm really hoping to travel to some of these
all right.
events this year.
All right. I thank you guys. I mean, you all make the show. I can't do it without you guys, and you're co-hosting. You come on Saturday morning. You're diligent. You're giving God all that you have. I truly appreciate it, you know. There are people out there listening to us, you know, and that's uh-huh. our role is to just stir up that thought in their mind, you know.
Right.
So I'm excited
right.
about it. It's good. And then we got the music now. We're changing the format. We're going to have sponsors coming on that's going to sponsor some of the programs for us. And that's kind of why we're doing the layout of the music so we can
okay.
do those commercial breaks. It's
okay.
really taken on a whole
Love
different
it.
Kind of format. And so when I was going through the music, I was thinking, I said, okay, now we don't need nothing, you know, too slow. Blah, blah. But when I got to that and out of all the music, that just hit my spirit because, like you say, it was upbeat. It has
mm-hmm.
no real definition, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you could feel
right.
it. There's something about it that I could feel the spirit in it. And I thank you for saying that because that I was waiting on somebody to confirm see if I was right. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you.
All right, babe. Love you.
Love you too.
Good morning, my co-host Janice Paldo. How are you doing? Let's see here. With all that introduction, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is a
good.
Fun day. Hey, it's just so wonderful. God is doing so many wonderful things. I just feel absolutely light. Feel good.
Well, good. I want to agree with the last caller. I like the theme song. It has a very upbeat catch to it. And I like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to briefly comment on the topic for today about peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage people as I encourage myself, because whenever I offer advice, I'm speaking and ministering to myself, or I'm ministering or giving advice out of something I've experienced or I'm going through or God is dealing with me. And
mm-hmm.
I pass it on as a testimony, not as a self-exaltation, but as a testimony, because the Bible says we will win people by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I just want to encourage people, as far as peace, sometimes we have to come out of the box. And coming out of the box just simply means sometimes you just have to let go and let God and come out and just forgive. Even though a pastor said something years ago that has always stuck with me, he said, just because you have a right doesn't always make it right. And mm-hmm. by that, someone could, your daughter or your mom could have hurted you, mistreated you, embarrassed you, lied on you, whatever it is. And you may have the right to be angry. You may have that right to walk in unforgiveness in the physical part of it. But looking at the spiritual part of it, it still don't make it right. Even
right.
though you have the right to be hurt, you have that right to be angry from the physical, fleshly part of it. But your growth and your closer walk with God comes when you come out of the box and you forgive. Because that person can go on before the Savior and say, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry for what I did to my daughter. I'm sorry where I missed it with my mom and what I did to my mom. And if they're coming to God with a sincere heart, this is what we have to look at. When they're coming with a sincere heart, God has forgiven them because he says when you confess your sins, I forgive you. And I remember them no more. So he has forgiven them. they'll make it into heaven, and you still walking around in that flesh thinking, well, I have the right. So we have to, and believe me, the enemy will bombard your mind with the memories of what that person has done. But the Bible says he who keeps his mind stayed on him, he'll keep him in perfect peace. So even though when the enemy comes in, the more you entertain the enemy with that, I have the right, yeah, they did this, yeah, they said that, you've just given him more ammunition to work with. But when he brings it to your mind and you start praising God, because he cannot stand it when we give God praise. He cannot stand in the midst of the praises and the admiration and the exaltation of God. And when you start giving God, Lord, I bless my mother. I thank you for her deliverance. I thank you for what you're doing, because the Bible tells us to bless and curse not. And when you start doing that, that takes away his ammunition. Is it a battle sometimes? Yes. But you have to get, that's when you get into the spiritual warfare, and that's when you start calling on Jesus for that part, for that person's behalf. So I just encourage people to walk in forgiveness, to walk in love. You can't keep, you know, you ask God to put it in the seal of forgiveness. Don't, you know, something that happened, yeah, it happened. And it may, and it will sometimes come to your remembrance, but ask God how to use that as a testimony to somebody else to uplift someone else's situation. So I just want to encourage people, as I encourage myself, you have to constantly walk in forgiveness. You have to constantly stand on the word of God to keep your mind in perfect peace, and you have to constantly walk in love.
That is so true. That's well put. You know, the perfect peace, that is ours. It was given to us, and you're right. We've got to be willing to do the work to keep it on that station, on that channel, and using God's word to do that, you know. And that makes our life a lot easier. See, people don't realize is that it's, we have it all. Everything that you need is within you. I won't say everybody. I'm not, when I say people, I'm not to be all inclusive. But I'm just saying our troubles, even me, I mean, really, you know, I have to work at it, because it's so easy to get into that conversation with Satan. And if you ever get into a conversation, like I tell people, you're going to lose. You don't want to get in a conversation with him. You want to cut it off. You want to take God's word and say, no, what Jesus said. Jesus didn't get in a conversation with him. He said,
that's right.
You know what? You shouldn't, you can't touch, I'll make sure I get it, by tempting thy Lord, thy God.
That's
See,
right.
He just used the word of the Lord and cut him off. But if you get to running your mouth and trying to reasoning with what and why and should and could, you're going to end up dealing with something that's going to grow, and he's going to walk you right into a storm. So you got to cut that off and stay in peace in order to stay out of harm's way. Does that
Amen.
Make sense?
Amen. It does.
Yeah, to stay out of harm's way. So this thing about peace is the key, and I think if we can just pass this on to as many mothers and daughters, you know, it's going to plant a seed in their mind. Now, you remember the time when they used to go around in the 60s and they had the peace sign, and everybody was like, peace, my brother. You know, the hippies is what they call them, peace, my brother. I never realized
magnitude.
Thank you. Of that word, when they were saying it, I thought it was just a hippie kind of a thing to say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm sure they probably were. They knew, because they were in on it. They were in on that freedom and that peace and the way the world should be and what God say. Even though they may have been smoking a little marijuana, they still was connected with the word that, hey, we're about peace. We're about, you know, not harming anybody. We just want to lay back, relax. But the word peace was all over the place. And I'm seeing that coming back more now. If you notice, you see more tie-dye kind of a T-shirts. You're seeing more people wearing that peace sign again. And so
mm-hmm.
I think the world is making a shift, and it's coming back around to remind us it's all about peace. Don't look at the way the peace is being brought to you. Look at what it is, peace. Not because
right.
they have long hair or, you know, tie-dye shirt on and raggedy jeans. No, what are they saying? Look at the word. The word will always carry the same thought, and that thought is going to be God inside of that word peace.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning. You have a blessed day, and I love you.
Love you too.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
That'll make you want to move right there. I'm enjoying this. This is good. This is good practice for me today. It will get better as we go along. We're talking today about mothers and daughters around the world and finding that one thing that matters, that one thing that will take you and your relationship toward the one mark, and that's back to God, and that is through peace. You're not going to get there acting out, talking to each other ugly, cussing and fussing and not speaking for days and months and years. Because the bottom line is that you're in the relationship. Once you realize you're in the relationship, and there's no getting out. There's no getting out. You think because you're not speaking to your mother and daughter, you're not in a relationship with her? Please, come on. You're in the relationship. You were born in the relationship. And I don't care what the relationship looks like, it's still a relationship. And once you get that, there's no separation between a mother and their child, because the spirit will always connect you. You'll always be in that relationship. That's why so many people long to go and find their parents. The internet has been a great instrument for that. It has allowed individuals to get on and seek out and find parents because there's something missing in their stomach. There was something missing in their belly. They just couldn't get it right. It's like an uneasiness of this doesn't seem right. Even if a child is adopted and they're with their parent, it's something like, let's say, you know, it's like we just, it's something missing. Your spirit and your soul and everything, you're not connected spiritually like you would with your mother. You may not say anything. You may just go in as a child, but you're constantly feeling this something that you know you're not connected to this family in a way, but you can't figure out what it is because no one told you you were adopted. And then all of a sudden, when you find out you're adopted, you find out your whole life was a lie, then the child is going to do what? Start seeking. Where's my mother? Where is my father? Why did they leave me? Why would they drop me off? I was looking at this movie, and I can't think of the name of it right now. Maybe it'll come to me in a minute. And this young man was going around looking for his mother. And inside of his thoughts, he could not understand, why would she give him up? Why would she give me up? And his job was, I cannot get on with my life. I cannot do the things that I'm supposed to do until I find my mother. There's an unrest. I'm just not comfortable. I found out I was adopted. But then he ran into a young lady, and she was helping him. And all of a sudden, there was a connection.
And everywhere he went, she popped up. And he's trying to figure out, well, where, why? And she's always here. And she says, you know what? You've inspired me. I think I'm going to start looking for my mother. And he looked at her like, oh, you're looking for your mother too? She says, well, I never thought about it. I never started doing it. I just wanted to, and I didn't know how to do it. But you came along, and you're looking for your mother. I thought, let me help you find your mother, and I can find my mother. Long story short, he found his mother. He saw his mother. He was afraid to tell her, I'm your son. But at the end of the story, he was not really the reality. He was already dead. He was a child that was aborted. She had an abortion. The mother was never, ever at peace. She was always looking at young boys and thinking about her son and where would he be, and at this age he would have been this, and he would have maybe been married and maybe have had some children, and she knew he was 22. She just didn't know what would his life have been like. But he was there in the spirit. He visited all of that to finally realize that he was dead. So that goes to show you, no matter where you are, the spirit is always connected. Even to a child that you have aborted, they are still connected to you spiritually. And as I've heard Creflo say, Dr. Dollar say, you know, and they will be there waiting on you when you get to heaven. You're going to finish raising those children. Don't think that you just gotten out of that relationship. You're not out of the relationship. You're still in it. It's a different kind of relationship. The only thing is now, you got to deal with it in the reality here on this earth. But spiritually, that child is still there. It's still connected to you. You're still the mother. You can't just have an abortion and think that you're going to get out of the relationship, because that child is going to live with you until you get home. That child is going to live with you in your mind. That child is going to live with you every day of your life. And that sometimes becomes a hidden secret for a lot of women. They think nobody knows, and it's okay, but you know and God knows. And just remember, it's still a relationship. And you're still in it. All right? And where that came from, that's for somebody. But don't think that God hasn't forgiven you. Because a sin is a sin. There's no big or small sin. But I want you to find peace in that relationship. And the only way you're going to find peace in that relationship, since the baby's not in the physical, you're going to have to adjust your antenna, your mind, your spirit, and your soul, and focus it on Jesus. Put it on the Jesus station and dump it over there and say, done all that I can do, and then get to peace. Because when you can't find peace in that area, someone that is not in your physical, just imagine. You got to go to Jesus to get that. But here you got a human being, physical, that you can find peace with, and you don't do that either. So think about it this week. Think how many ways that you can find peace. What do I need to do to find peace in my life? That's our show for this week. I'm going to leave you with the music. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next week.